Hey everybody, what's going on? Welcome to a brand new episode of Teaching Online Business Podcast. I'm your host, Richard Hill, also the founder of TeachingOnlineBusiness.com, where we help coaches, consultants, experts, and client-based businesses grow and scale using digital marketing. Hope everybody's having an awesome time wherever you're listening. Make sure you do subscribe. That way you get notifications when a brand new podcast is up and live. Hope everybody's having an awesome day. It's the beginning of the week, and today we're talking about social media. Social media is such an important channel for you to be able to optimize and grow your business. But the truth of the matter is, so many experts struggle to make social media work. So today's topic and title, why social media isn't working for your business and how to fix it. Now, your clients and customers, they're on social media, but you already know that, right? You've been fully committed to using social media to grow your business, but the results have been minimal at best, which brings up the question, why isn't social media working for you? Now, after helping literally thousands of clients and students over the years, I've learned a few ways to make social media work for your business. So today, I want to explore the most common mistakes that I continue to see over and over again and how you can address each one. So hopefully, you have a paper, pen, you can write these down. But these are the four big mistakes that I see over and over again. Number one, it's all about you. One of the biggest mistakes I see entrepreneurs, business owners make is focusing their message on them. It's our company has a 4.9 out of 5.0 rating, or we've been in business for 30 years. I want you to ask yourself, does my clients and customers, do they really care? Do they really care that you have this 4.9 out of 5.0 rating? Do they care that you've been in business for 30 years? The answer is no, they don't. Your potential customers, they don't care about your high rating or how long you've been in business. Humans are greedy. We're all this way. Human behavior doesn't change. We've always been greedy. You care about you. And guess what? Your clients are no different. They care about themselves. Your customers are thinking, how can this help me? How can this product help me? How can this service help my life? How can it make my life better? I love how Donald Miller explains this in his book, Build a Story Brand. If you haven't read that book, make sure you get it. It is an awesome book. But Donald, he explains that you can't play the role of the hero in your brand story. And that's true. And over the years, I've seen this time and time again. Companies have their marketing and their messages focus on them. And it's not about you. It's not about you. And this is why your message and your marketing is not connecting to your target audience. It has to be about them. Use Donald's tip. Put your client in the hero role. I love that. Again, Build a Story Brand. It's by Donald Miller. Highly recommend that book. Number two, your target audience is here, but not for you. Never forget why your potential customers use social media in the first place. I guarantee it's not to read your content, your promotions, your advertising, or marketing, unless you're Apple, and you're probably not as big as Apple. Your audience is posting pictures. They're talking with friends. They're browsing through funny cat videos. for Christ's sakes, right? But due to this, having the ability to get attention is vital to your success on social media platforms. On every one of them, you have to get attention. It goes for Facebook, for Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, across the board. If you're playing the game on a social media channel, attention is important. And for those of you that are struggling to get results right now using social media, you likely have an attention problem. One of the best entrepreneurs at gaining attention using social media is Billie Jean with Billie Jean is Marketing. I love his video. I love his strategy of thinking outside the box, being creative. And that's what you have to do. Billie is one of the most creative minds in the industry today. And he leverages his creativity in the forms of paid social media video ads for his business. Most importantly, he understands that his target audience is on social media, but they're not there to see his video ads. And due to this, he has to create attention. And that's exactly what he does amazingly well. While most people, they're creating videos on social media to promote their business or share their expertise, Billie's main focus is getting their attention first. And once you have their attention, then you can share your expertise or explain how you can help them. This is when you can give them value like they've never seen value before. You can turn them from a stranger into a raving fan, into a brand advocate. But if you can never get that attention, you're always going to struggle on social media. On the simplest level, he's entertaining, and that's what creates attention. When you're thinking about social media content, ask yourself, how can I create content that gets attention? Think about it. Number three, you don't know who your client really is. How well do you know your clients? While this may be an obvious one, I know for a fact that a lot of client business owners struggle with knowing who their ideal clients are. And here's the problem. When you don't know, everything in your marketing campaign will be off. If you've put an offer out to the market and you didn't see results, this may be exactly why it failed. You have to know what your ideal clients want. So when you know, guess what? You can deliver a solution to fill that gap. There's a lot of noise out there. And if your message is not crystal clear, you could end up pushing away your best potential clients. And if you've been struggling to attract the right clients, it could be the message that you're putting out. It's scaring the best clients that you could have away. Now, I teach my students how to build what we call a PCA. This is a perfect client avatar. We have a PCA worksheet. And in this worksheet, I help them identify who their ideal clients are. And while this is obviously nothing new, I do want to touch on a few common mistakes that I see building avatars. So my students make one avatar. That's it. You don't need more than one to start out with. If you have multiple avatars, you need multiple offers. You need multiple messages, multiple funnels, and your marketing can become a hot mess, to put it mildly. So when you do this, you create confusion. And what happens when your clients are not clear? Guess what? They don't buy. So when you can identify who this one person is accurately, you're going to see much better results on social media and throughout all of your marketing. Number four, failing to have a social media plan. If you don't know where you're going, how in the world can you expect to get where you need to be? You need a plan. You need a social media plan if you're going to be doing social media marketing. Instead of putting content together and throwing it out there, hoping it sticks to the wall, plan your social media content carefully. Your content, it should always have a purpose. You don't want to create content for the sole purpose of just creating content to get something out there. You want to create content that accomplishes your goals. And I see a lot of people mess up in this area. They create content just to get something up. And it's a waste of time, waste of money, waste of effort. Your potential clients, they have problems they need solved. So I want you to think about it. What problems do your potential clients have? What challenges do they have? What are the big myths in your industry that your potential clients have about what it is that you do? All of these would be appropriate to create content around, serving the purpose of answering questions that your potential clients have. I always explain this. Create feedback loops. The feedback you get from your target market is so, so important. And being able to communicate and know exactly what they need using their terminology, using their language, it's all super, super important. So when you're planning out your content, these are all questions you need to ask yourself. Now, let's talk about your social media marketing plan. Here's what you need to ask yourself. What's my priority goals for using social media? Your social media goals, they could be different from mine. They could be different from your competitors. There's really no right or wrong answer. It depends on the goals that you're trying to accomplish on social media. It could be brand awareness. It could be lead generation. It could be sales and conversions and different things like that. But you need to write down all your goals and then begin making a plan to achieve them, okay? That's all you have to do. But if you don't have that social media marketing plan, how are you going to know where you're going? Plus, you also need the ability to measure your results. That way you can get better. So in closing, social media is like one of the greatest opportunities right now for entrepreneurs and businesses. Like in the history of business, there's been no greater opportunities for you guys and girls to grow and scale than now. Social media is the great equalizer for you to compete with major brands cost effectively. Nearly everyone that's listening to this can find your target audience on social media, but it's up to you to make it work. Social media marketing works. You just have to learn how to avoid these common pitfalls and make sure that you're aiming to hit your goals that you have set for your business. Make sure you're measuring the results. That way you can always optimize later. So that's it. I hope everybody enjoyed this. Social media is such an important part of growing my business and my clients and students growing their business. It's super important for you. So until next time, I will catch you guys on the next podcast. Have a good one.